Well, good evening to you. This is Pastor Aubrey L. Gregory, and we are gathered for the special prayer cast on tonight. We plan to seek the Lord's face and hear from Him, be encouraged and strengthened by His power. Tonight, our focus is God's people at prayer, and that theme is underlined by what the Lord says clearly and boldly in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, in verse 14. He said, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." We welcome you. We thank you for joining us. Thank you for your generosity in God's scheme of making yourself available in this hour. We'll be on until approximately 8:30. And, of course, this is Friday, January the 31st. I remember when a night like tonight, I would be struggling to get to someplace else. Isn't God awesome? He's just wonderful. Here we are gathered to pray. You know, usually it's a P. It's more like party on the Friday night. But God is good, isn't He? Well, His word that I just quoted says that if His people, and He's very personal about it, He said, "My people who are called by my name shall humble themselves." So our assembly is gathered as God's people in obedience to His call for prayer. We are humbling ourselves and are asking for the strength to turn from our wicked ways. And we want our lives and the land to be healed. And here, land includes everything that you can behold with your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Everything. All that concerns you. Your family, your community, the nation in which you live. It includes all of that. We want to witness God's promises being fulfilled in that which should be fulfilled during our generation, during our lifetime. So that is why we're having this prayer gathering tonight. Our prayer targets will include asking God, as Jesus instructed, to send laborers, people who will come alongside of us willingly with zeal such as we have, and place their hands voluntarily on the plow, like we have done, with an aim to see God's kingdom advanced in the earth while they yet live. Another prayer target of ours tonight would be to follow God's instruction to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is significant in God's timetable, and He said there's a blessing for those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And thirdly on our agenda, we know that in our state, the state of New Jersey, this weekend, in particular on Sunday, there's a huge sporting event or sports event known as the Super Bowl. And while that's a wonderful thing, and I'm looking forward to gathering with friends and family to watch the event, there's also the devil and the kingdom of darkness that has strategies, namely plots, to upset the peace and to distract from what can be fun and happiness for people. So we want to ask God's mercy and grace to towards us, towards this region, towards every single person, that no plot or plan of the devil can prosper. So we thank you for joining us. Welcome. And I'm going to open our session where people, God's people, are at prayer. I'm opening up your lines so that you can share what God has placed in your heart for tonight's agenda in prayer. What we're doing is awesomely important. It really, really is. And so it's a privilege also on our part, because remember, as I said earlier, there, Friday nights, what it was like for us while we yet walked in the dark. So we thank God for his deliverance, his power, and his strength. Now we walk uprightly and we seek his face. Okay, Father, we come before you collectively as a group. A group who formerly walked according to the spirit of the air, but now we walk according to your divine call and purposes. Only you could achieve that. And you brought us from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And you placed us together in fellowship over one cause, over the manifestation of your word and your promises in the earth and among the nations, as you purposed to do. We're in total agreement, and we thank you tonight for this privilege that you've given to us. Now, Father, we bow our hearts humbly. You said, if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves, we endeavor to be humble tonight. With all the grace and mercy that you provided, we want to be humble before you and in your presence. We bow ourselves low. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, as you have promised, even as you empower us to turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. We pray right now. And you're giving us new sight and insight. You're also cleansing and washing us, making us whole. We thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. You've kept us, watched over us, brought us to this moment in time so that we can seek your face and call on your name. We do so with gladness in our heart. Our joy is full because of what you've done and what you've caused. We know that you desire to heal everything that concerns us, everything that's important to us, to heal our land. We desire that. We agree with you on this evening, on this Friday evening. So we come near because you want to be among us. You said come, and we're here, gathered collectively together. Thank you for each person that has sacrificed their time in obedience to your call for prayer. We would like to know that we are participating in your great and awesome plan for this earth, for our community, for our lives, for the nations. We thank you, Lord, that you've imparted to us and given us a mind to pray. Now, Father, we know that you're in the midst by your Spirit. Thank you for the atmosphere that you're bringing about in our dwelling, in our homes, even as the prayers go up tonight. How you're healing and making everything that's important to us whole. Everything that is broken, mending. Everything that is diseased, you're bringing health. Everything that is not right, you're helping us to make it right tonight. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise you even now. Even now. Because we care about the advancement of God's kingdom, we care about the harvest, what I would like us to do right now, I'd like someone to lead us in prayer. Jesus said, while he was on earth in his ministry, he said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. And what's in view are those that are already a part of his church, that they would rise up and labor. Those that are in the barns, sitting while the harvest is outside. Someone, would you please lead us in the prayer that God would send the laborers out into the harvest so that the harvest would not perish. The harvest would not be subject to the weather and die. It would come in due season. Anyone there, your line is open and you can be heard, and we do appreciate your presence. If you would lead in that prayer, I would ask. Well, I didn't call on anyone. I just put it out there for voluntary assignment. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We ask.
Hallelujah.
We're courageous. Hallelujah. We're bold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand on your promises and on your work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Send laborers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give us voice even now. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift our voice. Heavenward.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. He said, send prayers asking for laborers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, thank you for putting that prayer request on our plate tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If that's your heart desire, Lord, that laborers join the harvest.
Hallelujah.
We want to sound prayer requests response to your counsel and your advice. That we pray the Lord of the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Send laborers. We ask for the spirit of prayer to come upon us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Someone lead us in that prayer. The thought was sent labor.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Welcome. Hallelujah. We hear you. Hallelujah. You're being heard. Hallelujah. You're on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise His awesome name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
we'd like someone to take up the prayer for God to send laborers into the harvest. You've given that to us tonight as a prayer assignment for someone be gracious enough, gladden his heart, to take up that prayer.
Jesus.
Wants us to ask. Hallelujah.
Work in our hearts.
Exactly.
Humble ourselves.
Hallelujah. Then he has a desire tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, today. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The harvest is ripe. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will take up that prayer request so that it does not fall to the ground. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us a focus and agenda. Father, we pray for strength in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I understand that someone wanted to pray, but they're having difficulty with our sound. Okay, if you're gathered with someone else who is also on the line and their phone is picking up the sound from your phone, that will produce feedback. So if someone else is on the line, they're in the same room and they want to go to another room, otherwise we'll get feedback. Okay. That should clear up any sound of feedback. Feedback is usually due to the microphone or phone hearing itself. So if you just go to another room, don't have two phones going in the same room, then you can hear a lot more clearer. Okay. Also, if there's a TV or radio on in the background, that can affect your sound as well. This is all technology, so you know, you kind of have to know how to do it. Okay. I would suggest that if you're having difficulty trying to be heard, that if you would hang up and dial in again to get a different connection.
Dr. Hewitt, I redial and it's the same way.
Well, I'm hearing you loud and clear now.
That's me. But it's static and you and I also.
Can you hear me?
Pastor?
Are you able to? Yes. Are you hearing me?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, it looks like there's a function of our connection. Here's what I'll do. I'll ask all of you to stay where you are. Stay in connected. I will cut off, and I'll come back in and see if our sound is a little better, okay? I'll do that then.
Mr. Florence, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, it's still,
okay,
I don't know what people
are.
It's time to reconnect. He's in and
out
also.
Yeah, I heard him say he's trying to reconnect. It was just getting such a muffle and chew back.
Yeah.
It looks like he's lying back there.
All right, be in prayer while we do this. This technical operation.
Hallelujah. Glory unto God, glory to God, glory to the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Praise His name. Praise His name. Thank you.
Yes.
You're worthy, O God. Praise hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory unto God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me better now?
keep talking so we can know.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay, well, maybe we have a better connection now. Okay. All right. Let's continue. Let's go forward with this time we have left. We have about 33 minutes left. So I was asking for someone to lead us in prayer that God would send laborers. You know, that's a command that Jesus left. He says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. And that's important to God's plan, people who are willing to obey his will and his directives. So if one of you would take that up, we would be well served if you would lead us in prayer concerning sending the laborers. So who will it be?
Pastor, can you hear me?
Be? Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. And you saying the laborers, you talking about the kingdom business for God?
Would you repeat that, please?
You laborers, you talking about kingdom business for God?
Well, Jesus said that because the harvest is ripe, meaning that there are lots of lost souls out there that are ready to come in to God's plan and purposes, ready to surrender to Jesus' Lordship. However, there's not enough people who are doing the work that is necessary. It's like a farmer having planted a whole field of whatever, corn, if you will, and now the corn is ripe, but he doesn't have any help to bring the corn in, to reap the corn. What that means is that the harvest will perish because the corn will harden, it'll get wet, it'll be water-soaked, and all kinds of manner of things. A fungus will take over, so the harvest will be destroyed. So Jesus said the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. In other words, those who are willing to do the work. So Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest, meaning praise to the Lord, because he's the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers, send more people who are willing to work. I hope that answered your question. Did it?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to lead us in that?
Yes, I can lead the prayer.
Sure. Go ahead. You're on. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Father God. Father God, we come to you, Lord, and we pray, prayer, oh God. We pray for you to lift up the people, oh God. Lift up your chosen people, oh God, to the house of your house, oh God. I pray that you will anoint them and touch their hands, oh God, and touch their hearts, oh God. And if they need reconnection with you, God, and I pray that it will become in the instant, oh God. I pray that they will just get along and do the work in your will, oh God. And I pray that you will just come forth and bind up any yokes in their lives, set forth any financial difficulties in their lives, any type of hindrance that will stop them from coming to you, oh God. And I pray that you will fill the seats, oh God. Let them be on one accord, bind up any help from the adversary, oh God, to separate anybody, oh God. And I just pray that you will come up, Lord, and uplift these people,
yes,
oh God, and break the yokes, oh God, and lift up anything that's not like you, oh God. And I pray that you will just help their hands and let them be a help, oh God, and be a blessing to you, oh God, and bless them, oh God, and keep them there, oh God, and lift them up, oh God, and just continue to be a blessing in their lives, oh God, so they continue to do your work and your will, oh God. Give them guidance,
yeah,
oh God. Give them wisdom, oh God. our hearts to receive, oh God, and then to be. Pray that you will just do something awesome, oh God, something we've never seen before, oh God. And
yes, Lord.
Be ready, oh God, because they're coming up off the street. Let us be ready, oh God, to receive them and steer them in the right way, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for leading us in that prayer. I'm sure that heaven received that and heard it. I also want to thank God for all of you and for your patience with the technology. Most of the time it's sharp and it's right on. And there's ever so often, depending on what's going on in the world, we may have static or something like that. However, heaven can decipher every word and every sound that we make because God deals with the heart. Thank you for your prayers, and thank all of you for being patient with us as we work through all of the challenges here. Now, as I said earlier, we'd like to ask God's protection for our reach tonight concerning Sunday when there's a great Super Bowl event, the football on Sunday. And God doesn't have anything against sports. It's a wonderful thing. It's the soaring of the human spirit, and it's admirable. However, we know that right now, Satan has a plot in place, and it's designed to disrupt, cause fear, and to kill and to maim. We are asking right now, we're standing with God, that this weekend would go peacefully. The adversary will not have his desires. The forces of darkness are defeated already, and we are sanctioning what God already has willed, that it would be a peaceful weekend, that no hurt or harm come to anyone on the highways, the byways, public transportation, in the venue, or any such thing will occur. So I'm going to ask someone to take that, please. Pick up that prayer in the name of Jesus, because the enemy wants to succeed. Hallelujah. We need God's protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have this access, that we can come boldly, boldly to your throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Every stronghold of the adversary that comes to steal, to kill, destroy. We tear it, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we pray, oh God, that we trust and that we agree, Lord God, that there will be peace, oh God. Everyone, oh God, Lord God, that we be there to protect, Lord God. We pray that you give them keen discernment, oh Lord God. All keenness and awareness, Lord God, to be observant and they'll be on watch, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, will be in order here. We declare, Lord God, that this game will go forth, Lord God, and all will be well, Father God, and there will be just a happy occasion in your name, Lord. We thank you tonight. We praise you, God. We give you thanks in advance, Lord God, that all is well,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. We bless your holy name tonight. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for leading us in that prayer. Every plot will be detected and exposed before any harm can be done. Before any harm can be done, it will be exposed. Yes, God is giving extra eyes,
extra eyes
to those that are to watch and to observe. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for leading us in that prayer. There's another injunction that God has given to us that we should really take advantage of. And he says there's special blessing for those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Jerusalem is such a strategic place in God's plan and purposes now and going forward. And God said, imagine that. He puts the peace of Jerusalem at stake based on our willingness and ability to pray for that. What kind of God is that? He is most awesome. That he would depend on his people to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, I suggest that we should take that up for sure and pray for that. Father, we thank you on this Friday evening that you've given us the insight, the understanding, enough so that we are willing to pray for the peace at Jerusalem. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a stake and a part in your great enterprise. So much weight on what happens in Jerusalem. You know that. That's why you've asked us to and invited us to share in what happens, in the cause for what happens. So tonight, we thank you that you've given us a mind to pray, to participate, a willingness to be obedient, to be responsive to what you've asked us to do. Thank you for each person that have joined us tonight in that enterprise. And we bless them. And we know that your promises are yea and amen. And for sure, you promised to bless those that pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the wholeness, the shalom, Jerusalem.
Yes, Jesus.
The health of Jerusalem. And for all the people that are part of that city.
Yeah.
You've made it the place from which your son will rule on the earth. And the nations will go up to that city to worship. Father, we thank you. Even as we imagine what that might look like, our minds are stretched. Our spirits are filled with joy for that moment when that begins. So now, Father, we pray that peace would rule in Jerusalem now and forevermore. No harm will come to that city because your ministering angels encamp around it and is fully protected and covered even now. Preserved unto the day of the Lord's appearing, when his throne will be in Jerusalem. The seat of his rule will be there, and the nations will all go up to worship. Father, it's elusive to our minds presently. We are unable to fully grasp the impact and the importance of that. However, in simple obedience tonight, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that your sunshine and your clouds of glory will just hang over that city now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We have about 17, praise the Lord, we have about 17 minutes left in our prayer cast. And once again, welcome to you and thank you for joining us. And I see people are continuing to come on. And thank God for you. Now, your line is open. And if you have a prayer request while we have those few minutes left, I would love for you to take the opportunity to voice what's on your heart. It could be something personal. It could be something concerning community. It could be something concerning the nation or the nations, because we're being heard across the earth. So just voice it. We want to take advantage of the power of agreement. And there are many of us that are on right now, and I thank God for each one of you who are present. Your presence is important. Now, it could be a personal prayer request. If you like, you can voice that. Whatever it is, just voice it, and we want to entertain it and go with you before the throne. Just speak it. Your line is open. You are being heard live. Live. You want to pray for someone in your family? You want to pray for a friend, a co-worker, a brother or sister in the Lord, for someone's healing, for someone's deliverance? Now is the time, while we yet have about 15 minutes, because the time is going, and we don't want to listen. While you're contemplating what that might be, I'm thinking of people who are yet babes in the Lord. They are not strong. They are weak. And they're still within the reach of the adversary, even as they move about. Because there are certain things, activities that they have not dropped. They're still practicing some of the things that invite devils. For example, they may still be participating in witchcraft. And the type of witchcraft of which I'm speaking is participation in drug abuse or some kind of abuse. That's the type of witchcraft. And what is witchcraft? It's not sticking pins in a doll. It's submitting oneself or exposing oneself to the control of the adversary. That's what witchcraft is. And however that's done, it's still witchcraft, and it opens doors and gives invitation to the kingdom of darkness. So right now, I'm going to pray for those babies that they would be completely delivered so that they can grow and blossom, fully blossom into what God created them to be. Father, we thank you right now for the babes, the babies that have been born into your kingdom that are yet on milk, that are yet without full insight and understanding. We pray that even as you keep them, that they would grow and they grow into strong believers, people who would know and be able to discern the works of the adversary, would no longer fraternize with the kingdom of darkness, but would be sanctified and separate.
Yes, Lord.
Consecrated unto you.
Yes.
For your glory, for your purposes. We rebuke the forces of the adversary that would hang on and desire to hold on to them. We come against every plot. And it's your anointing that destroys the yoke. We fall for that tonight. Destroy every bondage.
Yes.
So that these people will be free, completely free.
Yes.
They'll begin to live, not live on the plantation any longer or near the plantation, but they will live outside of the boundaries of the kingdom of God. Seeking your light.
Your light.
And your deliverance. They would lose the taste and the desire for everything that is destructive to their spiritual well-being, even now. The taste would leave them for the abuse of the substance. It would leave completely. And they would be able to breathe the fresh air of liberty. They'd be able to call on your name at will, no longer being under the control There is someone out there right now, someone that's hearing us, and you know of someone that is yet an abuser of substance. You name that person now while we're doing this prayer. You name that person. Make it pointed and personal. God is answering your prayer. God is averting tragedy right now. He's changing the course of time and events right now. As you name that individual. Yes. Name them. So that the grace of God is directed directly on their situation right now. So that there's a great testimony of the power of deliverance, of the freedom that comes, the restoration, and the new life in Christ, by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for answering these prayers right now, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We place it on hearts. We place it on our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for answering that prayer even now. Thank you for this occasion, this moment. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Believe God, trust God on behalf of that person. We're standing in the gap, and we are standing in the gap for them right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I'm thinking of someone right now, and I will call their name out right now. Call their name. And his name is Anthony right now.
Yes, Lord.
And I was just speaking with someone concerning him today, and the person said that Anthony wants to be delivered, but he doesn't know how to ask for help and certainly cannot help himself. Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of Anthony, right now, and anyone with that name who is bound by substance abuse, in the name of Jesus, we agree for the destruction and the breaking, the binding of those spirits and their works. And we loose the Spirit of God right now at this hour at 8:22 on Friday, the 31st of January.
Yes, Jesus.
A day of deliverance. A day that you made. A day where the wickedness is broken.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
We apply this to anyone we know, we care about, that's a substance abuse right now. In the name of Jesus, that is broken. Finally, the yoke is destroyed. Right now, in the name of Jesus. On this Friday night,
it's
prime time.
Yes.
We call for the destruction of that habit, that practice, right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Give that father the desire of his heart to see his child delivered. Give that mother the desire of her heart to see her child fully delivered in the name of Jesus. Fully delivered without any strings attached, and all yokes broken and destroyed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Finally, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I said,
yes,
the action of heaven destroyed the yoke. Because dare to ask. Dare to ask. In the name of Jesus. Victory is ours. The victory is ours. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus said, believe in me. Believe in him. Hallelujah. He's still delivering me. We send his supernatural divine touch. We send it out. The light of those prayer has been made tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for our worship service on this Sunday. We pray that your presence would be so strong in the house that your Holy Spirit would be able to have his way. His way. That your agenda would be performed in our midst on this Sunday.
Thank you.
Souls would bow and worship you. Would be freed. Yes. This Sunday, as we look heavenward, that the word, every word will go with the power of the anointing that heaven affords, that the light will shine brightly on the truth, and there would be manifest revelation. This Sunday, the anointing would be heavy in the place. to destroy every yoke. Every burden will be lifted. Every sickness and disease will leave. Every demon will be made manifest.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
And sent back to where?
Have your way, Holy
Spirit.
Yes.
There will be special liberty in the
midst.
The unction would be plenty.
Yes,
the sound of heaven would be heard. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We welcome you into the midst. We welcome you. There be no distractions, no disruptions. You would rule right in our midst.
In your name.
Every need.
In your name, Lord.
By Christ Jesus. Every need. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
In advance. Thank you in advance.
Yes,
come rejoicing in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bringing in the sheep. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got 2 minutes, and if someone has a comment, a praise report.
Yes.
Or a prayer request. We only have a few more minutes. Just a couple, actually. 2 minutes. A minute
praise
and a half, actually.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Speak if you have a prayer request. You're on. You're loud and clear. Hallelujah.
I would love to up in prayer this evening. All of the single mothers that are raising children on their own.
Yes.
Some of them are saved and some of them are not. But they're doing the best that they can. We pray that the Lord will continue to be with them, lead them and guide them, especially the ones that are not saved, that they would look to Him. They would come to know that He is the one true husband.
Yes.
That He will look to Him for the wisdom that they need to bring up their children and the fear of the Lord, and even the more for the ones that are saved, that they would really have the fruits of the Spirit and the discernment, give them the understanding. Whatever their situation is, that they would not be like that forever.
Okay. Let's take that to the throne of grace right away. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. We pray for the single parents, the single mothers, and the task that you've given to them. Bless them in a mighty way. Even now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hello. Who are you?
The guidance.
I thought they are sending some other person.
Thank you, Lord.
We're lifting up the single mothers. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for giving them direction, strength, and comfort, even as they face an awesome task alone by themselves. Father, meet every need. What they have, give them guidance, direction, impart wisdom to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for mothers, and in particular now we're praying for the single mothers, that you would give them all that they need to do the job successfully of raising their offspring. In Jesus' name, we thank you for their success. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What I would like to do is offer a benediction for us and go our separate ways. We want to thank all of you for joining us, and we're looking forward to doing this again on next Friday. I think it works very well. So thank you for leading us in prayer, all those of you that did, and come with a testimony of what God has done and the prayers that He's answering. Amen. I want to pray 1 Peter 4, the 11th verse, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praised and dominion forever and ever. And I trust that all of you will join me in saying amen.
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 May God bless you richly on this weekend. For those of us that are worshiping with us, well, we're looking forward to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.